ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి శ్రీప్రభుపాద్ శ్రీప్రభుపాద్ కి జై. ఓకే, లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ వర్ అసోసియేట్స్ ఆఫ్ రుద్ర డెవలప్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ ఆర్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. దే సిట్యుయేటెడ్ ఇన్ ద స్కై బిట్వీన్ ద ఎర్త్లీ ప్లానెట్స్ అండ్ ద హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ హు ఆర్ అసోసియేట్స్ ఆఫ్ రుద్ర డెవలప్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ or ignorance, they are situated in the sky between the earthly planets and the heavenly planets. Purport. This middle portion of the sky is called Bhuvarloka, as confirmed by both Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti and Srila Jiva Goswami. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that those who develop in the mode of passion are situated in the middle region. Those who are situated in the mode of goodness are promoted to the regions of the demigods. Those who are situated in the mode of passion are placed in human society. And those who are situated in the mode of ignorance are placed in the society of animals and ghosts. There are no contradictions in this conclusion. Numerous living entities are distributed all over the universe in different planets and are so situated in terms of their own qualities in the modes of material nature.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగరున్ వైష్ణవం శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సగనరఘునాదాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసైతం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సగనలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితం స. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనమందో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసితే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. మూకం కరోతి వాచాళం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమం వందే శ్రీగురుం నినతారిణం. యత్కృపాతమం వందే శ్రీగురుం నినతారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యేశ్వరం. తాతీన స్వభావేన భగవన్నాభిమాశ్రిత ఉభయోరంతరం వ్యోమ ఏ రుద్ర పార్షదాహం గణ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ ఆర్ అసోసియేట్స్ ఆఫ్ రుద్ర డెవలప్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ మెంటల్ నేచర్ ఆర్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. They are situated in the sky between the earthly planets and the heavenly planets. Hare Krishna. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the management of Manor Temple and also UK Yatra. It's almost like 12 years I've been in UK. So I always think when Prabhupada went to America, I had nothing. But when I came here, I had a palace manor. So for 3 years, I stayed here. Then afterwards, by Krishna's arrangement, you know, I had to go up north. So, I seek the blessings also of the senior devotees. This is a completely technical topic. As we see, Prabhupada is... it's okay, I have water.
office there. Excuse me, sorry, apologies. So right in the first line of the purport, Prabhupada is, you know, confirming Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami. Can anyone guess why he had to quote this? I'd like to hear from you, because this is a little technical, and you know, I did some research work, so I want to see what made Prabhupada quote this. Yeah, you know, he's quoting Vishwanatha Chakravarti Srila Jiva Goswami. Okay, I'll answer it. Basically, if you go to the fifth canto, fifth chapter, 22 verse, there is mentioned the gradation of living entities. And above humans, there are ghosts. The question may be raised, how come ghosts are higher than human beings? It's mentioned there because they have no material body. Material body in the sense that gross material body, the sukshma or the subtle body is there, but the gross is not there. That's what the Bhagavatam is telling. So that's why we see here, if you connect that one to this one, purport, see, we are here on the earthly planet, then there's heavenly planets, and in the middle, they are there, hovering. So that's the reason, I mean, say, you know, Prabhupada has to quote this to make it, because it's Bhur Loka, it's higher planets. How come, you know, people in the mode of ignorance be on the higher level? See, in the purport, if you go down, you see, those who are situated in the mode of ignorance are placed in the society of animals or ghosts. But still, we see this one. Because this is the exception. Maybe by the mercy of Lord Rudra, or the creation is made in such a way that the associates of, you know, Rudra, you know, they are able to stay in the middle. We have experience of this one. Trishanku, Vishwamitra wanted to send him to heaven without any pious activities. But it's not like, you know, nowadays they're trying to go, you know, they will go for ages and ages, they'll never be able to reach. It takes, I guess, 40,000 years. You know, I was hearing Prabhupada, it takes 40,000 years. We don't even have 100 years. You know, what is it, 40,000 years to go to the other planets? So it's not possible. So Trishanku, he wanted to go, you know, like that. So Vishwamitra, because he was a powerful sage, you know, they have that power, you know, to create a universe. So he thought, let me change the, you know, law of the universe. He wanted to send like that. Then what happened? Indra kicked him from there. He neither belonged to earth nor heaven. He had hanging mode, we call it. So something like that, this course, others, they are in this one. They're not like, you know, the demigods, they live in the Swargaloka. But this is in between Swargaloka and, you know, earthly planet. Now, the question may be raised, how come Rudra, we consider Lord Shiva as a pure devotee, you know, how come he's in the mode of ignorance? Question may be raised. You know, the thing is that he's not in the mode of ignorance. When we have this, that in the Brahma Samhita, we have the sloka, Sayatra Kshirabdi, sorry, what is the sloka? Kshiram Yata Tadvikara Vishesha Yogat. Like, you know, milk is like Krishna or Vishnu, and yogurt is Shiva. So the point is that when the Lord comes in contact with material nature, that's when he accepts the form of Lord Shiva. So he is not affected by, we see, for example, this, you know, we see the urine, toilet, anything on the roads, the sun, it absorbs, but it doesn't get affected. So Lord Shiva also, he is not affected. But out of his kindness, he keeps all this, you know, his associates, you know, all this, because they take shelter of him. Being a Vaishnava, you know, he gives them association so that they advance in spiritual life. Now, we see that when we come down in the purport, you know, the demigods and the mode of goodness. Actually, there's nothing called goodness in this material world. It's mixed, actually. Sometimes it's goodness, passion is there, little bit, you know, it's combination. But it's not unalloyed goodness. This word also, Prabhupada's certain terms are what you call revolutionary words, or it's like You don't get this thing sometimes, unalloyed. Unalloyed goodness. It's pure goodness. It's not there in this material world. It's only in the spiritual world. So devatas may live there, but you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, they are living happily there. They are always in anxiety. Because this is the nature of this material world. Bhayam, fear, it always chases. Like snakes chases someone, I mean, say, you know, it wants to bite. The point I'm drawing home is that, you know, they are not, you know, they're not an unalloyed goodness. But because, you know, they have, you know, performed pious activity, particularly devotional service to the Lord, they have been entrusted with that departments. You know? See, the thing is that sometimes people say, where are devatas? You know, it's like people question. You know, it's Kali Yuga. You know, at least even the existence of Vishnu is questioned by people, you know, on the material planet, but not in the higher planets. Even the demons, they accept Vishnu as God. Means, but because of enmity, they don't take it, you know. They don't worship him. But they know Krishna is God, you know. So, but this is the difference between this demigods or, you know, people of the earthly planets and the higher planets. Now, the demigods, we see, so they have some special qualities. For example, they don't sweat. This is one of the things. Or the flower garlands which they wear, they don't get what called dried up. Similarly, their eyelids, they don't blink like us. And similarly, they don't eat food made of, you know, oil, you know, all this vegetable oil, all the stuff, sunflower oil. They only eat with pure ghee. This we see in the 9th canto, when Urvasi, she puts conditions. She wants to come down, she says, these are the terms and conditions. So the Kali Yuga, it has become so degraded. Now we are ending up with all the sunflower oil. We don't know, you know, from the sun, how many flowers come out. We don't know. I mean, say I'm from India, I can tell with confidence. You know, I don't trust a fig, you know. They add up all the sorts of things, petrol, and, you know, people just take it. In worst situation, they bribe and the matter closes. That's it. The point is that, you know, this is the, with the demigods, we can see this. You know, they have that qualities. But still, Abrahma, Bona, Loka, Punara, Vartina, Arjuna, wherever they go in the material world, death will chase them. But unlike us, it's mentioned in Mahabharata, we have to take death. We die. But demigods don't die. When their pious activities finish, they come down, you know, in the form of rain. And then, you know, they become grains and to semen, and then, you know, they take body. Make people scary, means the demigods, within demigods, if someone makes a mistake. You have heard any time? If anyone makes mistakes, you know, in demigods, higher planets, they tell them, we'll send you there. No one wants to come here, you know, earthly planet. Because so much, you know, means tapasya here. Of course, it's a mix of both tapasya and, you know, pleasure. But there, it's like no office, no council tax, no rent, you know, no diseases. So these are there with the demigods. But with us, they are not there. Now when it comes to human beings, we are situated in the mode of passion. This what you call in English, headless chickens. Running. We don't know where they are going, you know, just running. So as we see Prabhupada when he was in London, he could see people brainlessly, they are going around. You know, they don't know where they are going. So this is the problem with the, you know, human beings. And towards the end of the purport, Prabhupada is clarifying, very clearly mentioning, these living entities are distributed all the universe in different planets and are so situated in terms of their own qualities in the modes of material nature. So this is the thing. So we connect this with Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, 22nd verse. Purusha prakriti stohi mukti prakriti mukti jhan gunan karanam guna sangasya sadas yoni janmasu. So why this living entity situated in the material world? because he wants to enjoy. And because of that one, that enjoying spirit, you know, he is put in, you know, evil or bad and, you know, good species, means a higher or lower species. So this is there. So the question may be raised, how can we get out of this material nature? So in the same Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samityetyan brahma bhoyaya kalpate. That if we practice unalloyed devotion service to the Lord, then we'll be able to get out of it. And similarly, there's daivesha gunamai mama maya dhrutya mam evai prapadyante maya metam tarantite. There's no other way. You know, any time people, you know, means what you call coming back on motorway when there's a big crash, I heard in Manchester. So they came back, you know, because it's like a whole traffic jam is there, you know, everyone has to wait. But some people thought it's too much waiting, they backed away. So there's, of course, I don't mean here, the point I want to drive home is that there's no other way. They could go this way, that way. Like we say, you know, married for life. Nowadays, you know, married for 5 years. If someone can stay, you know, in married life for 10 years, they think he's crazy. They think changing of partners is common. And nowadays, it has gone to such an extent. In America, in the family courts, there were no cases coming up. You know why? Because no one was getting married. If there's no question of marriage, then there is no, what is the question of divorce? Live in relationships. So the point I want to drive home is that, you know, this is the only way. There's no way we can, you know, surrender to Krishna and taking shelter of him. So we see this in the Bhagavatam. Akama, sarva kama, moksha kama, udharati, tivrena bhakti yogena, yajeta param, purusham param. The tivrena. This is absolutely important, actually. Like Prabhupada said, minimum 16 rounds. Minimum. But what we do is that intelligently we take off minimum and make it maximum. 16 it, that's it. No. If one can get time, you know, of course, Prabhupada said, work now, samadhi later. But if one has time, one should chant. You know, like I'll tell you one thing. Have you heard anyone chanting 1 lakh names? On regular basis, you know, I have two friends who chant 2 lakhs names, but I'm not promoting, you know, of course one is retired, another is in Barshana, so it's their thing, but because Prabhupada told us, work now, samadhi later, so we have to stick to that, but whenever possible. In Bombay, we have a group or gang, I call it, Anandanam Prabhu, they chant 8 months a year, once a month, they chant 1 lakh names once a month. See, we need to develop some taste. You know, don't, like one sannyasi told me, just don't live ordinary life. Live extraordinary life. You got me? So the thing is that it's up to us. You know, like even if you have little tinge of attachment at the time of death, we'll have to come back. You know, missed by a fraction. It's like, you know, why we should miss that? It's up to us. So, and also, now we are young, and I can see, you know, I had first experience of cough, which was continuing for 1 month. I was thinking whether I'll be able to give class 15 days ago, but somehow I managed, but still it attacked me in the last minute, you know, a little bit. But the point I want to drive home is that, you know, that Kulashekar prays there, Krishna Todiya. I mean, the time of death, cough, and all those things, even if you want to chant, you know, we'll not be able to chant. So when we are young, Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, when we are stout and strong, why not chant more? Whenever possible. So those devotees, they chant, you know, 8 months a year, once a month, you know, 1 lakh names, you know, Japa Club. And then 3 times at least, or maybe 4, at least 3 times, Christmas, Ram Navami, Nirjalekatis, 2 lakhs names. 2 lakhs names. They chant. It's all group is there.
How many rounds is 2 lakh?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot I'm in England. It's 200,000, sorry. You know, in England I have to go back to your thing, you know. you know, Lakpati, you know, 64 multiplied by 2, 128. Now then I'll give you more, little bit heavy shock. Then once a year, they chant 3 lakhs names. So that is Haridas Thakur Thiroba. I did jump into their bandwagon once I chanted. Of course, later on, because of my works, I could not. And you know what time they start chanting? No, 12:01. Yeah, because the day starts, you know, English calendar, you know, or according to Vedic thing, sunrise. But in English calendar, you know, you get on at 12 o'clock and start. It takes about 15 hours to 20 hours, depends how the speed. Once Jainita was telling his experience, you know, once you cross that 100,000 thing, you'll be flying actually. Like the astronauts, of course, they did all this in Las Vegas, you know, flying and all those things. But on the, you know, higher planets, gravity is less. So it's like, you know, so we need to get, develop that taste. It doesn't come like that. You know, we have to put some effort. Success is effort plus prayer. Success. So we have to put our effort. We think that, oh, you know, 16 rounds and that's it. Like, among quality and quantity, what did Prabhupada stress on? Anyone knows?
Both.
Yes. Adi Guru Prabhu. Spot on. Both. Because sometimes we try to put it quality and then, boil down quantity. But quantity also, but Prabhupada said both. You know, parallel track. You know, once Prabhupada was asked, what does chanting produce? Prabhupada said, more chanting. That's it, you know. And I guess in the Leelamrita, there is something always coming up. Prabhupada said, you will go away, keep chanting, you know. So this is the thing, you know, we need to make some effort, you know, in this regard. And of course, there is, about these qualities, we have Upakhyan Upadesh stories there. It's like Bhaktis Gansam Thakur made up that, you know, story to help us explain this point about these modes of nature. Once there was a prince, the minister's son, the prince, and the treasurer's son. They were going, you know, out of their kingdom somewhere, and then they happened to reach another kingdom, and they happened to meet the other princes and the counterparts. And fortunately, the parents of that, the king, others, they were not there. And they had love affairs, and then that, let's get married. And also got married. So after that, the parents come back, and they went, and the daughters went and begged, please, you know, spare him. Now he's my, you know, legal husband. We got married legally, solemnized. Then because it was done without permission, then they put shackles. Okay, prince son, put him gold shackles. The minister's son, silver shackles. And the treasurer's son, iron shackles. So it's like that, you know, material world, they're all shackles. It's imprisonment. There's no this one. And I mean, say, it's like what you call, we are bound. So this is the only process. And we are so fortunate to be part of this thing, you know, Prabhupada's movement. Otherwise, you know, we are from Andhra Pradesh. Bhagavatam says, pulinda pulkasa. I mean, say, no way. Even we are born in India, no way. You know, up to the age of 18 years, you know, we only heard Bhagavad Gita. Maybe some verses we would chant, you know, in the temples. But we don't know what is Bhagavad Gita. This unfortunate situation. So this is the thing with Hindus. So liberal that they get confused. And they converted easily. Unlike other, you know, denominations, at least, you know, they have something. But in so much liberal, we give it. And one devotee, Mataji was telling, they're teaching atheism in schools, universities. Jai Shishada Gokulanda ki, Jai Shishitaram Lakshman Anuman ki, Jai Shigonitai ki, Jai. Yeah. So, they're teaching this atheism. Just imagine our devotee kids, they go to, you know, university, end up with, you know, when they're teaching atheism, and, you know, we are not prepared them for the worst. That's it, gone. So, Prabhupada said, not only just children or anyone for that matter, when we had about in the early 70s, We had about 400 odd devotees. Prabhupada said, let's boil the milk. We have, I guess, more than 40,000. You know, what I feel is that, I'm not criticizing, but a fact is that, you know, we are a little bit watering down, I call it. We're not taking care of devotees. I see devotees telling me, you know, initially devotees struggling to chant. You know, that system is not there. Prabhupada, with all due respect to all the spiritual masters, everyone, but Prabhupada mentioned to Gaur Govind Maharaj that my only regret is I could not train my disciples. He mentioned that. It's a serious business, you know. Of course, I was speaking to one sannyasi, oh, we have so many disciples now. Yeah, we need to have some, you know, I'll tell you one example. In the Gurukul, you know, one teacher teaches, you know, about 50 students and different standards. You know, how do they teach? Anyone can guess? Yes, that's true. So as Govind Prabhu was telling, you know, oldest teacher, because by that, you know, it percolates down. And also when you teach what you learn, it remains with us. I met one couple from America. He's a nice sattvic devotee. They were Americans. They had 6 children. I was working in hospital, you know, before coming here. I said, how do you manage? Nothing. Same principle. So same thing applies here, you know, with the devotees. We need to have that systems. We have this counselor system, you know, this thing, you know. But still, certain things are sometimes they're mostly made official. But we have to become more out of what you call comfort zone. We have to go and, you know, give time. Because I'll give you one example. You know, when Maya attacks the most, anyone can guess? Maya attacks the most. Yes. Yes. Of course, they are there. Of course, you are right to some extent. Main reason is when you are sick. When we are sick, that's it. I don't name from one of our organization, one sannyasi, he left our organization. When he was sick, he was not taken care and he left our organization. It's a confirmed thing I'm telling. I don't name the detail on the Vyasasan, but it's a fact. But Maya acts very subtly. It acts very subtly, you know, when one is sick. So that's why Prabhupada, we see, you know, when someone is sick, Prabhupada, you know, he arranged them to go and, you know, because, and also, what makes us heal fast? Can anyone guess? You know, someone is coming up from fever or anything. Yeah, sweet words, yes. Sweet words. If you can make it more closer, is affection. Radha Govind Maharaj told us once that it's the, when someone is sick, just give him, you know, even in the times of their, you know, pleasure time, you know, happy times, if you don't go, it's okay. But when they're sick like that, just go and give them some love. That love will, you know, pull them up. So, I mean, say, this thing is there. We have 8:20. Actually, tomorrow is what you call Radhashtami. So, one thing, of course, one thing I wanted to put it is that, because ours is a preaching movement, so, of course, most of the things applies to me, and it's my own purification I'm speaking. And don't misunderstand me, I'm trying to be like, you know, what you call jet age parivrajika, something like that. But actually, the thing is that being a preaching movement, we need to somewhere other get connected. You know, whether it's puja, you know, cleaning temple, making garlands, anything. So we need to get connected. You know, we have this, you know, like, we have this longing should be there. Because on our own, no matter how much we try, it's not possible. But by the mercy of Guru Gauranga Vaishnavas, you know, Prabhupada, it's possible. So, and also we should have that yearning. Like Bhaktuno Thakur prays, Dhanajanara Kavista Sundari Bolibona Chai Devo Sukakari Janme Janme Dao Oye Gaurari Aituki Bhakti Charane Tomar. That, you know, we see Bhaktuno Thakur is praying that, you know, this wealth, you know, followers, you know, scholarly, you know, this one, you know, I'm not interested. Let me take birth after birth. There's another thing, you know, I mean, say, if we go to any other sampradaya, they try to end up going to Vaikuntha, get the plane, and then, you know, no return flight. You know, just like Garuda Airlines, we say, they say take off, but no landing, because they're so old, they will fall in the ocean. So the point I want to say is that, and so it's like, you know, no one wants to, you know, but a devotee's thing, you know, we have CC, Vasudev Thakur, others, you know, that it's, you know, it's like, it's beyond, you know, this conception. Of course, devotee, he wants, yearns for it, but he leaves at the sweet will of the Lord. If he wants, he will take it. But otherwise, you know, that if we say, you know, that Kita janma hoy yatatva dash bahir mukha janma nai morash. Let me become Kita, you know, but not, you know, Brahma who is against Krishna. Bahir mukha. So this is the thing. So similarly, you know, because ours is a preaching movement, we have this Nityananda Prabhu. Kabhi Nityananda mori ko ridoya chadai be mora vishe ermaya dhyamore nija charane rachaya name ratati be adhikar. Because this mantle is in the hands of Lord Nityananda. So by his mercy, you know, we'll get that, you know, opportunity, that chance to serve, because we don't have any qualification. The only qualification is the mercy of the spiritual master, Guru, Gauranga, Vaishnavas. So, you know, this, you know, removes this obstacle. And lastly, kabe jive doya, vai bevo doya, nijas, sorry, this one word I could not catch it. I'll just repeat for you this one. Kabhi jive doya, oi jive doya, oi doya, nija sukha bhuli sudina hrudaya, bhakati vinoda, kuriya vinoya, sri agna tala kurive pracha. So this is the thing, when the love of, you know, when someone attains that platform of love of God, it converts into compassion for other living entities. That's why we see some devotees here, like going through others, going doing arena, you know, and doing distribution others. It's not an easy thing. You know. Of course, any service in the material world, you have to go across, you know, it's the river is flowing this, you have to go exactly opposite. But the more you go that side, the more you get the mercy. With that mercy, you'll be able to cross over. So this is the thing, you know, I mean, say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, you know, by Lord Chaitanya's this, you know, mission, when will that day come? So we have to yearn for this, and also we have to, you know, develop. When Prabhupada's disciple asked him, Prabhupada, so much opportunity there for preaching. Prabhupada said, develop purity. That's it. Because if they are hollow inside, then you can't. These are different between ours and other organizations. When Sannyasi asked in Vrindavan, Prabhupada Saraswati Maharaj, I said, how to develop purity? He said, just follow morning program fully. Because actually, it's fact, actually. You know, Jagannath Das Swami Maharaj said, the best time for chanting is between 3 and 7. So the point he wants is that once we develop that purity, then we'll be able to give Krishna. It's not some commodity, you know, buy and give. No. In fact, according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in the Madhur Kadamani, even Krishna cannot give this devotional service. The moment he gives, he becomes partial. So only the devotee who carries Krishna, he can give. Like Prabhupada, you know, by seeing Prabhupada, people became devotees. The thing is there. And I'll just end up with just 2 minutes. Tomorrow is Radhashtami. Since we do not have follow-up class, I just wanted to say, because I was fortunate to stay in Vrindavan for 2 years. You know, after staying in Vrindavan, west or east or India, anywhere, it's like dry. So we have Jai Radhe. You know, Prabhupada, I was hearing lecture yesterday. Jai Radhe. Actually, there, I mean, it's very difficult to forget Krishna in Vrindavan. Here, hard to remember Krishna. And Prabhupada was telling, if Srimati Radharani recommends, you know, even a fool, Krishna accepts. That's the reason devotees take shelter of Srimati Radharani. So there are a lot of pastimes are there. Tomorrow devotees will be speaking on it. But this is another thing, meditation. These are the times. It's like, you know, I don't know, they say if you buy one, you get another one. Or maybe one, if you buy maybe two, you get three, you know, third one free, something like that you get. But these festivals are such times, you know, you buy one, you get 10 free. The whole atmosphere is surcharged. So we should take advantage of these festivals. They are, they, you know, Radharani, in one of the Chaitanya Charitamrita verses, she is the mother of devotion. You know, in that verse it's mentioned. So we don't have, you know, even Prabhupada in one of the purports in the Bhagavatam, he mentions, this mechanical chanting doesn't qualify us to go back to Godhead. It's the mercy of the Lord. And that mercy comes through Srimati Radharani. So we should take shelter of her and, you know, pray to her. Of course, to Acharyas, others, you know, to give us the strength, intelligence to engage in unwavering devotional service. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana. What's the second line? Bhavishakyanantasya mudaya avasayana. So that vyavasayatmika buddhi, it's not so easy. There's all about diversion. I've seen with the children, particularly my son, you have to keep pulling, you know. The mind also keep running here, there. So, you know, we need that mercy. So, to summarize, basically, these qualities, you know, are very difficult to overcome, but by the mercy of Guru, Gauranga, Vaishnavas, by unwavering devotional service, unalloyed devotional service, practice with Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, we'll be able to, you know, get over it. And as a preaching organization, we have to somewhere or other connect ourselves. Like, for example, I'll give one classic example. In marathon, in Chopati, some devotees do book distribution. Others take tiffins for them. You know, so that, you know, they need not out, you know, they have good prasadam, batteries charged, then they can go, like the front line and back line, you know. So, like that, you know, because everyone's role is there. So, but sometimes we neglect things, but what point I want to raise is that somewhere or other, you know, we need to get engaged. Like, you know, Hanuman, I'll end with a small humorous joke. Hanuman was hijacked with all services in Ayodhya. And they said, and Hanuman was going behind Ram. Hey, why you are going behind Ram? He said, when Lord Ram says, then I'll have to do like this. So the point I want to say is that somewhere or other, we have to get connected to the preaching moment. Somewhere. Whether it's cleaning, cooking, anything, it counts. Special concession. But those who are in the front line, definitely, they get the most mercy. But as Prabhupada put it, you know, in our thing, you know, there's no higher level, and you know, everyone gets the mercy. So I'll end here. It's almost 1 minute. Sorry, because I just, you know, 1 minute is there. Any comments, any corrections? Adi Guru Prabhu? Yeah. Actually, this is one of the things the Guru Prabhu was mentioning. Of course, Mike was not there. Demigods are lining up. You're right, actually. You know, they line up, but they have to. They are in waiting list. Because unless that piety is not finished, you know, they'll have to wait. So that's why, you know, we should try to, you know, like Prabhupada, I guess, you know, I mean, say, if you have any tinge of desire even to see this, you know, heavenly planets, we get stuck there. And these 10,000 years will pass like seconds. So we should take advantage. Okay? So I'll... Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Inspiring class. Just a comment. Apparently, Prabhupada never said work now, samadhi later, but it's become one of those things that people say Prabhupada said it. But I don't think there's any record of it, so yeah. It's worth researching. Thank you.
No, actually, thank you. Sometimes we say, you know, Prabhupada said. Once Prabhupada said, who is the rascal? Get him here. I'm also one of those rascals. Thank you for correcting, because we just, you know, we don't do it. Nowadays, you just go to Vedabhyas, others, you can get it. But point is that work now, samadhi, but point is that what type of work? You know, at the cost of our own spiritual life, if we do service, it doesn't. You know, when Rameshwar Maharaj asked Prabhupada, you know, what is the highest realization? Prabhupada said, higher realization is to preach, but he qualified, highest realization, protect ourselves. highest realization is to protect ourselves. Yeah. He conquered the whole, but lost his own soul. Okay, one last.
Thank you. I was just wondering about the ghosts. It's you know that some ghosts, we hear that they just stay here, and I was wondering how do they go to this other planet or other realm, or is there, where do they come from in that realm?
Ghosts.
Yeah, that there's ghosts here, but do they... It doesn't seem to be an automatic journey to another planet for them. They seem to be stuck here as well. Just trying to understand.
See, basically, of course, I'll put up and some. I'll refer to others also. Basically, ghosts are what are ghosts? With subtle body, with no gross. This one, you know. Earth, water, fire, air is not there, but they have subtle body. Now, people, those who commit suicide, those who die untimely, accidental death, and we are supposed to live 100 years. Supposed to live, but we are not living 100 years. Prabhupada mentions three reasons for it. Anyone can guess? Irregular habits, yes. Or dependence on others. Sense gratification. So anyway, main thing I want to drive home is that whatever 5 years, 2 years, they will not get it. So then they have to hover. So these are the jivas who are with Lord Shiva. You got me? And of course, this is not another planet. It's in between. We have to make it very clear. That they have not been given another planet, ghostly planet, nothing like ghostly planet. It's in between the heavenly planets and the earthly planet. It's the thing. Okay, we are already running, we have across 2 minutes, so I like to stick to time. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripasindu bevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.